This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast with Dylan and Dean.
And I can turn back down!
Who is that? Who is doing that Cher impersonation? Answer that question and you can go into the draw to win a double pass to see Cher. Here we go again here on Mad Wednesday today. Thanks to Joy sponsor Live Nation. Message in on 0427-JOY949 or on air at joy.org.au and tell us, who is this?
And I can turn back down!
Is it our next guest? I guess we're going to have to find out by asking them to do an impersonation. Oh, we are joined here in the studio by the fabulous Mr. Diamond Australia. Give it up for Anthony.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Always a pleasure. How are you, Mr.?
I'm very good.
Now, you've been getting very excited fundraising for the spring weather, haven't you?
Yes, prepping up. Hopefully we get some good weather for this Sunday.
Yeah. Now tell listeners out here, what is Mr. Diamond, Mr. Miss Diamond?
So Mr. Diamond is like a pageant. It's a contest that I did earlier this year.
Every time you say it, I just think Dolly. But it's not Dolly.
We could be
not
brother
Dolly.
And sister. So it's a contest that I won earlier this year, Mr. Diamond Australia. It's for all ages can compete in it. So we have the little juniors, the cute little six-year-olds, through to like someone who won that was in the classic division who won, and she's 50. So It's creating like diversity. It's not a queer event. It's just everyone. It's like celebrating that everyone is welcome and beautiful.
Oh, that's absolutely wonderful. And you are this year's winner.
Yeah.
That's pretty exciting.
Somehow.
Well, you know, you are beautiful. Yeah. And you've been doing a lot of raising awareness and fundraising here, there and everywhere. And you've got your big event happening this Sunday, which is a spring fashion fundraiser for minus 18.
Yes.
Now, we've got Holly here for a reason, because Holly's actually going to be one of the hosts of the event.
I am?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
But here's the interesting thing. Like, this is it's a fashion parade, yeah?
Yeah.
And Holly usually wears denim or leotards.
I have nothing
so
to wear.
So what are you going to wear, Holly?
I've just had that realization that I have to wear something.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
You've got to step out of the leotard area. Yeah. And step.
Now, no caftans on Sunday.
Well, I mean, caftans are fashionable. I should know. I wear them a lot.
Yeah.
But perhaps the dress you wore to the Melbourne Drag Awards.
Oh, yeah, that is lovely.
It's very stylish, very fashion.
It's got some
dark. We'll glue on some flowers. We'll glue on some flowers.
Yeah, wear a headpiece.
Yeah. So you've decided to do a spring fashion parade to help raise money for Minus 18.
Minus 18.
Absolutely fantastic. One of the reasons why I kind of love that you've done this as a fundraiser, because fashion parades are things that no one ever realises how much work goes into a fashion parade, do they?
Like,
there's not just hiring the venue and figuring that stuff out, but then you've got your designers.
The models.
The models. You've got all of that.
The makeup.
And it's just, I was actually doing a photo shoot with some students, fashion design students today with their stuff. And it's so fantastic to look at the creativity that they do. You forget about fashion because we're so used to watching like Project Runway or something like that. It's so brilliant. And there are so many amazing designers here in Australia. So tell us a bit about some of the designers that you have that are a part of your fashion show.
I've got three designers who are showcasing their work. They're local designers here in Melbourne. Two actually identify they're within the LGBT community, which I think is awesome. And they're all bringing some really, all three of them are very different and very unique. They're, you know, not your typical sort of fashions that you might see, you know, if you go to Melbourne Fashion Week or something like that. It's really going to be bold and out there. So I'm really excited to see what they bring.
And you're going to make a runway in Molly's? I was just realised that as well. How are we making that work?
You'll see, We're bringing some things together.
Oh, it's going to be good fun. I'm going to have to get my glad rags out.
Yes.
Do we know what the weather's going to be like for Sunday?
I think it was going to be 15, but...
Okay, 15 is fine for fashion. 15's fine for fashion. I'd rather too cold than too hot. Yeah, I'd rather too cold than too hot. So this is really brilliant. This Sunday at Molly's on Smith Street in Fitzroy.
Yeah, and as well as the designers, we've also got 10 contestants who are doing like a bit of a runway contest. And most of those, we've got seven guys, three girls.
So is it about walking the walk or
it's a bit
look?
About everything. Mm. Their outfit, creativity, being original, showing some personality. You know, it's not about having that perfect Calvin Klein blue steel walk.
Oh, so I can enter. Lovely.
Yes.
Now, why did you pick this kind of an event and Minus 18 to support?
Well, so I'd previously, in my lead up to Mr. Diamond Australia, I was fundraising for Switchboard. So, you know, and that was a really important charity to me to fundraise for.
Absolutely, especially last year.
Mm. Yes, yes.
Mm. Even now, let's be honest.
Yeah. And so, of course, I wanted to share the love. And, you know, Minus 18 was a big part of me. You know, they've been going for so long now. I think it's 18 years they've been going for. Mm. So when I was that age and coming out, I was, you know, being 17, someone mentioned to me when I was on a chat room about Minus 18. And so I went along to their event. And it was sort of one of the first times that I'd ever met other gay people. You know, other than that, you know, you're just sitting at home, not knowing anyone, thinking you're the only gay person in the village. Mm,
Isn't it nice when you realise that you're not?
Yes. Yeah.
Well, that's why I think it's great. You're putting this event together. It's going to be beautiful, colourful, fabulous, full of life, full of lots of different walks of life. It's happening this Sunday. It's a spring fashion fundraiser for Minus 18. Am I reading this right? Ticket's only
$10. $10, yeah.
No wonder they're selling it. It's like hotcakes.
And Molly's, the venue Molly's have just been so supportive. Like the owner, Chris, there, he's just wanting...
He's getting married this weekend as well.
Yeah. So
look at him just throwing more things on the fire. I guess he leaves it to the staff, doesn't he? He's like at the end of Greece, just waving from the back of the car.
And the beautiful thing that I've noticed is that the event's attracted not only people within the LGBT community, but I've had just so many allies coming together. People from all different backgrounds, and I love that.
I think it's absolutely wonderful. So it's happening this Sunday at 2 p.m. That's when the doors open, but get your tickets. Why wait to get them on the door? You may as well get them now. Jump to trybooking.com/WPNF. I'll put those details up on the Facebook page that we have for Mad Wednesday so you can find out the details about that. I love that you've done this event. I think it's absolutely wonderful. I think it's going to be bright and colourful and be such a huge support and raise some great money for our community. Now you've made Holly panic because she has to think of an app.
Well, it's still a couple of days.
Well, we'll see what she comes up with. Thank you so much for joining
us. Thank you so
much. Now, more importantly, we've got our competition to win a double pass to see Cher. Here we go again. You can see her third and final concert on Saturday the 6th of October at Rod Laver Arena. All you need to do is let us know who is doing this impersonation.
And I can turn back down.
Is it current Mr. Diamond Australia? Let's find out. Do your own impersonation.
Okay. If I could turn back time.
It is definitely not him. Definitely not him.
Can you give
Absolutely
me a score?
It was wonderful. It was wonderful, but it's definitely not you. So we've got... Look, we've got 5 minutes before we close this competition. You go in the draw by messaging in on 0427-JOY949 or on air at joy.org.au. Hit us up. You can win a double pass to Cher. Here we go again. Her third and final performance on Saturday the 6th of October at Rod Laver Arena. Thanks to Joy, sponsor Live Nation. And if you want all the tour details, ticket prices or info about the VIP experience, head to livenation.com.au. You are on Mad Wednesday.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.